USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the strictest abortion ban in the land, and it's been signed into law by Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey. It makes nearly all abortions illegal, except in cases where the mother's life is in danger, making no exception for rape or incest. The state attorney general is Steve Marshall, and he says, bring on the legal battles.
The Attorney General's responsibility is to defend the laws of this state, and we're going to do that vigorously. And as somebody who strongly supports the right to life, I very much embrace this fight.
Meanwhile, a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Mike Parson says,
I really believe this legislation will get done because I believe it is the will of the people.
The White House playing down reports about a rift in the Trump administration over any threats from Iran. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president is the ultimate decision maker and will make the best decisions to keep Americans safe. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Wisconsin expected to release more details soon on a case in which a Wisconsin firefighter was shot and killed while on the job in Appleton yesterday. A city cop was wounded. Appleton Police Chief Todd Thomas.
Appleton police officers and firefighters responded to the 100 block of East Washington Street for medical call. While treating the person, the incident escalated into shots being fired.
The police officer is expected to recover. Another Democrat running for the White House. This time, it's New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, who announced this morning,
as president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
But just hours after his announcement, dozens of NYPD union members are protesting his announcement. PBA members claiming the mayor is not negotiating their contract in good faith and calling de Blasio a phony progressive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the UN is concerned that a so-called nuclear coffin in the Marshall Islands is leaking into the Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is touring the South Pacific to raise awareness of climate change issues and saying he's concerned that the concrete dome built in the 70s to try to contain waste from an atomic bomb test site may be leaking now. Radioactive ash from the tests was poured into a crater. He said the crater was never lined, though, leading to fears the waste may be just seeping into the ocean. The search for a missing 4-year-old girl in Houston's been suspended. A volunteer group says they've temporarily suspended the search to find Malia Davis after following up on dozens of tips and leads. The group says they found no evidence that's been helpful. The group insists it's just a temporary suspension, though, till they can get more information. The girl's father, Darian Vence, was the last person to see her, and he's now been charged with evidence tampering. And Woodstock 50 is back on. A New York judge ruling yesterday the Japanese finance company that's behind it had no right to cancel the festival. He also ruled, though, the company does not have to return the nearly $18 million that Woodstock co-founder Michael Lang alleged it had taken from the festival's bank account. Woodstock 50, though, is now set to take place on August 16th through the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.